With no ground truth, another topic to help you choose a precipitation source is what sort of atmospheric environment you are in. Let's talk through this with four different scenarios. In situations where the atmosphere is very juicy, and by that I mean anomalously high precipitable water, high dew points, very saturated sounding, deep warm cloud layer, etc., you know that when storms develop, they will be very efficient at producing high amounts of precipitation. So in these sorts of situations, consider choosing whatever source is pushing out higher totals to reflect what the atmosphere is capable of until you can get ground truth to tell you otherwise. For instance, dual pole has a higher rate cap than MRMS, so you may consider choosing dual pole to best keep up with the storms that are very efficient at producing high rates. These sorts of juicy environments are very common during a landfalling tropical cyclone or in a tropical air mass. On days where the environment is conducive to both severe and flash flood hazards, there's a good chance you'll be getting hail added to the mix. Remember that hail can cause a high bias in your rates and lead to an overestimation in precipitation with time. With this in mind, consider choosing MRMS as it has a lower rate cap of 5.9 inches per hour compared to dual pole's rate cap of 8 inches per hour. This will help keep in check the high rate bias due to hail. In environments where the atmosphere is intruded by drier air, such as in cases where you have a dry subcloud layer beneath a saturated layer, the overall precipitation efficiency of storms will be low, so consider choosing whatever source is producing lower totals to help compensate for this until you can get confirmation otherwise. Out west, this is very common where Virga can lead to misleading precipitation echoes on radar. Remember, though, that you previously learned how MRMS has an evaporation correction scheme that determines if precip should make it to the ground based on the height of precip and the moisture profile beneath it. This correction scheme is only implemented in MRMS, and dual pole does not have an equivalent. Because of this, in environments where Virga is common, it's helpful to lean on MRMS as it can help reduce false light precipitation in radar QPE because it has this evaporation correction scheme unlike the dual pole QPE. During the cool season, the environment is characterized by lower melting layer heights, which means more of your precipitation will start to be within the melting layer. As we discussed earlier, once you start to get within and above the melting layer, MRMS has been shown to perform better than dual pole, so go ahead and choose it as your source. Further, overshooting of shallow precipitation is also common during the cool season months, and MRMS can help catch some of these echoes since it's a mosaic and pulling in multiple different viewing angles from surrounding radars.